I like rules. Ever since I was little, I've enjoyed that feeling of a rule well observed and correctly followed. The primary school that I went to decided that by drawing white lines between the primary school and the intermediate school and the out-of-bounds areas would be enough to keep the kids in line. The 500 kids that went to that school, 499 of them ignored those lines. They were an impenetrable barrier for me, including the times that my sister would be on the other side of the lines beckoning me forward, and I would stand with my toes up against the line, refusing steadfast to go and see her. As I got older, my pushing and my learning about that rules are to be broken sort of started to come to the fore, and I would start to do things like stealing corn chips from Pack and Save, or, you know, sneaking my own food into the cinema. A few years ago, I was travelling around Scotland with my wife. We'd been living in Glasgow for 6 months, and we decided that as Glasgow was very firmly deciding not to give me a job, that we would move to the north of England where I was going to take up a teaching job. We decided to do a camping trip around, and as we were starting to run out of money and as the rain and was starting to get on top of us, we decided that we would treat ourselves. So we picked a day and we went and we found a distillery and we bought a bottle of whiskey, single malt, Glen Grant. Beautiful whiskey that's really popular in Italy. And we treasured this bottle because this now became the most expensive thing that we owned. And we treasured it, we put it in my bag, and we kept it nice and safe. And we started to head down the east coast of Scotland, heading to our new jobs and new life in England. We were in a wee town called St. Cyrus. St. Cyrus is a little fishing town on the east coast of Scotland. And we were out for dinner on the Friday night, and we were driving back into the campground. The speed limit dropped from 50 miles an hour to 20 miles an hour, and I, rather sort of rebelliously, took my foot off the accelerator and let myself coast down. And as we sort of indicated and went through the straight and turned into the campground, I saw in my rearview mirror a police car pull out from behind. And he sort of followed and tucked in behind me, assuming, and because I like rules and I'm good with rules, it is obviously not meaning for me, and so I pulled over, and he pulled over and behind me. I could feel that panic sitting up in my... My father was a policeman for 20 years, and you observe what the police say. So I pulled over and sort of in a very panicky way went and sort of tried to find my license and things like that. And I ran down the window, and he looked at me and he said, "Hello?" And I said, "Hello." My thick Kiwi accent, you know, really echoing through the valley. He said, "Do you know how fast you were going?" I went, "Oh, maybe a bit quick." And then he said, "Are you visiting here?" Now, he had given me a garage door-sized exit from this situation. All I had to do was say, "Yeah," we would have had a bit of banter, I would have been sufficiently chastised and would have been sent on my way. Did I take that opportunity? No, 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 no. I decided that that would be a good time to claim my British citizenship and tell him that, no, I'm a British citizen. I could feel my wife face-palming next to me, the confused look on the policeman's eye, and my wife claims that he had already put away his ticket book and he decided to pull that out of his pocket. So a few minutes later, I'm in an episode of Taggart. I'm sitting in the back of his car, being read the Riot Act about how it is absolutely terrible to be 12 miles over the speed limit on a Friday night in St. Cyrus. I felt sufficiently chastised and got the ticket, £120 fine, several demerit points, and a conscience that was just full of terror about, you know, I was in my 20s, but what would my dad say? Luckily, though, we had this bottle of whiskey. Now, because of the £120 fine, it wasn't only just the most expensive thing we owned, it was kind of food for the next few days anyway. But we had made a decision to keep that bottle of whiskey for when we start our new jobs and new life in England. The next day, we were sitting in Glasgow train station in one of the passenger lounges, and I had my bag down next to me that had the bottle of whiskey safely in it. And out of the corner of my eye, I noticed a bustle and an attendant rushing towards me, grabbing my backpack, screaming, "Hiliking!" and shot out down out the door. How I sort of gave chase. And next thing I find her hunched over the sidings at the train station, grabbing the plastic bag out of my bag and pouring the contents of my bottle of whiskey down the sidings of Glasgow train station. And I don't know if she was trying to be helpful or she was just being honest, but the only words I remember her saying were, "Oh, it wasn't a very good one anyway." So I was 120 pounds poorer. I had demerit points on my license in the UK. I was feeling sufficiently chastised. I now had lost my bottle of whiskey. We boarded the train and headed home in some silence. Several months later, I had to go and get some documents from a mail centre at a little town that we lived in the north of England called Cockermouth. And I'll let you have that for a second. It is at the confluence of the Cocker and the Derwent River, hence why it's called Cockermouth. My wife had sent, in rather a nice way, had sent a letter to the distillery we had bought this bottle of scotch from, and she had said, "Look, because of what happened, is it possible that there's a faulty batch of bottles? Because this bottle had broken in a bag," and we'd been, you know, honestly really careful, but we'd heard no reply. So like I said, several months later, I was sitting at the mail centre at Cockermouth getting some court documents because of a bit of confusion between me having a British passport and a New Zealand driver's licence. And in the side of the bench, I saw a parcel that was for my wife. And because I'm a rule follower, I sometimes make up rules that places don't have. And this place very clearly had a rule that said you can't talk about anyone else's mail, even if you're married to them. So I'd gone back to my to where we lived and said to my wife, "Look, there's a parcel up there for you. I don't know what it is." So she rolled her eyes and went back and got it. And a few minutes later, she came back. She opened it, and sitting in there was a bottle of single malt whiskey that the distillery had sent us as a gesture just to recognise my probable incompetence. So really the lesson from that story for me was, and I'm still a rule follower, and that's probably why I've become a school teacher, but really any day where you can open a bottle of whiskey, sit with someone who puts up with you, is a pretty good day. Thank you.